Zavidan mislim, ću nisu na kancari, stavljeno, nisu na kancari.
Okay, we're up to the next, the fourth Peiduk. Ein bein ha-moided ha-noor me-chaveroi. If I say to Rav, Shimon says to Reuven, I don't have any pleasure from you, le-moided he-menu me-chaveroi, or if he says to him, I don't want to eat from you. The eating as well is something that anything pleasurable can bring you to eating, so it's included in the eating. The only difference is, el-drisis ha-regul, if I can walk on your property. If I ask a eating, I'm allowed to walk on your property. But if I ask a pleasure, benefit. Yeah, fourth pairing, new chapter. The kelim she'ein oisim hem oichel nefesh, or any kind of utensil that has nothing to do with eating, a hammer, or things that have nothing to do with food, if I only ask a food, I'm allowed to borrow it from you. But if I'm asking any pleasure, I shouldn't have it. What about hamoide meichel chaveroi? If you say, I don't want to have any benefit of eating from you, lo yashilenu. I don't want you to have any pleasure from me. I'm not allowed to lend you nofer, the Mishnah. Nofer, I'm not allowed to see the kibra, it's like a net. Rechayim, a watermill or tanner, an oven. Aval mashil, kibra was used to separate the husk, the chaff from the husk. The tanner and the oven. Because these are all things that are related to food. Aval mashallah, but I could lend you choluk, a shirt, tabas, a ring, talus, a mantle, a zomim, and nosebands, because they're totally unrelated to food. Says the Gemara, Mantana, who's the author of that Mishnah that says that if I say I won't have any pleasure from you, pleasure includes just walking on your land, just trespassing is also considered pleasure. That's such a modicum of pleasure, it's such a minimal amount. Who said that's considered asr? The Gemara said that follows holds that the slightest benefit is already considered anor. Tanya, we learned, what I feel a vitur awesome. No, if I said I don't want to have any pleasure from you, when I go and buy something from you, I'm not allowed to, how can I buy from you? We're talking about something that is useless, nobody really wants. But also, you're not allowed to, if people, some good sellers, what they do is they throw in something extra to make you feel good and you want to buy there again. You're not allowed to throw in that extra thing, even though it's like part of a sale, but because it's a little bit extra, I don't have to do it, it's already getting a pleasure. In other words, the smallest amount of benefit is already also. So it's not a blessing. If I say I don't want to eat, I shouldn't lend you any utensils or implements that can help you out to eat. He said only food. Why should any utensils be usher? Why should a sieve be usher? Why shouldn't oven be usher? I'm answering implements. I'm answering food. I added one word: the pleasure derived from food, I forbid. So anything. So we're saying, since these things bring pleasure to food, because these things enable you to eat the food and gives you pleasure, so it's also forbidden. Freddie Modahari, you know, to translate his words to mean implements that help you prepare for food. Ema may be meant pleasure from food, he meant, that I will not chew your wheat, and put it on my wound, or put it on your wound. In other words, maybe another kind of benefit to do with directly with food, not eating, but other, for example, use it as a medicine, as an antidote. Or maybe that's what he meant. Amar Rava said, you were more explicit, but he said, Hano hameviya lide macholcha, any pleasure that will support me in eating. So that means a sieve, an oven, and all that kind of stuff. So the Ran Taka learns, if you said the words Hano as machilcha, you're allowed to lend him a sieve and all that. But you're not allowed to do is use it as a medicine. If you say Hano hameviya lide macholcha, then you're not allowed to... You're not allowed to give any, you're not allowed to use implements. Omar Papa, what about a sack? What about one step removed? A sack to transport the food, lahavi paid, is that considered an implement that's there to support food? Or chamoir, or a donkey, lahavi Allah paid, is a donkey to lend him so that he can transport his paid, is that considered already so indirect that it's not considered related to the food or not? But for the Tana Balma, just a basket, Hano, Hamevide, Michael. So he tells you that this is all considered Hano that helps you to eat, because the animal transports the food, you can eat it now. Okay, boy, Papa, what about, let's go one step further back. Sus, can you lend me your horse? The guy that you said you shouldn't have any benefit from me, he's asking me now to lend him his horse. Because if he has a horse, people think that he's rich. If he's rich, when he goes to Chasna, they'll put him in the head table. Rich people get all this covered and get better food. And the poor people don't. So he wants to borrow your horse. So he wants to make that appearance that he's wealthy. So he'll get more food. But there really is no direct link between what you're lending him and the food. But is that considered as if I'm helping him to get food or not? He wants jewelry, so he should look like he's wealthy. Mahu. Or another question is, Mifsikul Mezel Baramai. What about if I can get to a party quicker by going through your property? I asked the Henny Hanoda brings me the food, so I'm going to a party, and through your property, he cuts out 5 minutes. I'm going to get to the food closer. What happens then? Is that included in this or not? Toshma coming here. Avol, it says in the Mishnah, Avol Mashal, Chaluk Yalav Lendem Asher, Vitalis and the Talis Nizamim, and those bands of thousand rings. Now, what's it talking about? You're allowed to lend it because it's not considered directly related to food. What are you talking about? Ile Mashalayli Razbehen. If he was not intended to be used at all, just Tommy wants to borrow it, what's a shayla? Why should it be also? You said, I made an edit that you're not going to have any benefit of food from me. So why do you need a mishnah to tell you, but you're allowed to give him jewelry? Why shouldn't you give him jewelry? What does that do with food? Sirich HaLameimer, Elalav, isn't the mishnah talking about Afilil Erosben? He wants the jewelry because he wants to look rich so that the chasna they'll give him Abanon, head table. And yet the mishnah said, Mefeid, you can tell him, Mashila? The mishnah you're allowed to lend him because it's so far removed, so indirectly related to the food that that's considered permitted. No, La Olam really is talking about Shaloi Lei Ro'ois. No, it has nothing to do with food. It has nothing to do with Bessin. Because the Mishnah says these are the things you shouldn't lend, so the Mishnah wants to give you some examples, contrast where you could. Tony save Mashili, but really there's no Chiddush involved here. And he's not talking about a case where maybe Taka, if he wants to borrow jewelry to look rich so that he can get a better serve in the restaurant and the waiter will serve him quicker. Maybe Taka not allowed to. Maybe that's related to food and you're not allowed to. So the Gemara remains with a question, and the Ran Difa says we're Machmir. Mishnah. What about the Chodover She'enoi Seboi Chalefesh? What about implements that don't have anything to do with food? Then it depends. Mokim She'maskin and Kiyesben in a place where if you wanted, let's say, a hammer. Nobody lends you a hammer. You have to go rent it. It'll cost you $5 to rent it for the week. And he comes up to you and says, can you rent me the hammer? If I lend him the hammer, true, the hammer is under the food, but I just saved him $5. And you know what he could have done with his $5? He could have bought food. Us is forbidden. So here we see that all hanos, all benefits ultimately bring you to food. All benefits ultimately bring you to food. That's why the Rambam explains very nice in Psochim. When it says in the Pasuk, lo ye ochel, we learn from there, but when it says lo ye ochel, Chizki says you shouldn't eat, it means not only you shouldn't eat, you shouldn't also have any pleasure. And that's why Chometz is asa b'hanah. So the Rambam says, because all pleasures lead to food. All pleasures lead to food. And the ultimate pleasure is what you can do with the money is to buy food. Says Yimara and McLeod, since here we're talking about that people don't rent, because if people would normally rent and I save you that rent, I'm giving you money to buy food. McLeod, the ration, the first part of the Mishnah, Avish and Mekin. For Mishnah, about the case with nobody rents, it's still forbidden because I'm helping you directly to prepare the food. Mantana, who holds that some of these pleasures are so minimal? And yet it's us. Again, this is Abelezi, he holds a minimal amount of Hana is already us. No, for example, the sieve. If I don't lend you the sieve, everybody else will lend you the sieve because nobody rents it, right? Everybody lends. So what? Okay, directly it helps you prepare the food. But what am I really doing? You can go next door and you'll get it from somebody else. So what I'm benefiting you is minimal, and yet we're saying that what? That it's a awesome. So the mission. We had this in the end of Ksuvis. Hamoider hano mechaveiroi. If I say that you should Reuven should not have any benefit from me, Shimon. And then what happened was that Reuven has to give the machzor to Shekel come the month of Adar. I can pay the machzor Shekel for you. L'cheira, how can I? You're benefiting from me. We'll see in a minute. If you owe a loan, if Reuven owes a loan, Shimon's a nice guy. He can go and pay off the loan of Reuven, even though he said to Reuven, I don't want you to have any benefit from me directly. But you're not having benefit. I'm paying off your loans. You're allowed to. L'cheira, why? We'll see. And I can return to your lost object. Now, why can I return to your lost object? I said you shouldn't have any benefit from me. Because I'm doing a mitzvah, and it's your object. So what benefit do you have from me? The object was always yours. I'm just doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah is not pleasure, so therefore you're allowed to. But if it's in a place where normally somebody returns an object that the person, the owner, original owner, will give you some money for your time and effort, then tipla no lehegdish. I shouldn't take that no, give it, donate it to tzedakah. Now why shouldn't they take it no? Shimon is allowed to have a pleasure from Reuven. It's Reuven is not allowed to have pleasure from Shimon. So why can't Shimon take Reuven's money? Why not? So the Gemara will explain. Says the Gemara, L'cheda, the only logic of this Mishnah, why can Shimon pay off Reuven's loans? Why can Shimon? Is because Almo, but even mere, Avruche Ari Ba'almo. You know what Shimon's doing? He's chasing away the lions. If I see a lion coming to your, threatening your sheep, so the din is that it's a mitzvah for me to go ahead and to save your, it's like a Shabbos Aveda to save you, but I can't charge you for it. I can't charge you for it because it's a mitzvah Mavriach Ari. I saved your animals. You don't owe me any money for it. Even if I wouldn't have done anything, you'd have lost your entire stock, all your sheep. But because of me, they're saved. So what? So all I did was, I'm a cause. I caused you to have your money. For same thing over here. I caused you now that you don't owe any money to that lender. So I didn't give you anything. I took get rid of him. I didn't give you anything, so you had no pleasure for me. And that's a machlekes in the end of Ksuvis. Why do you say Mavriach Ari not between Chanan and the Bnei Shekoinim Gdolim? So obviously our Mishnah follows the opinion of Chanan. The case over there was a man went overseas, didn't give any money for his wife to support herself. And somebody came and stepped in and gave money to his wife to support. And then when the husband came back, he comes to the husband and says, give me my money. Chanan says, the husband has to pay a penny. You never gave me a cent. I never asked you. She would have gone out and borrowed money. I would have to reimburse him. But she didn't. You went and volunteered, gave. So I don't do it with me. And Bono Shokain Daim said, no, the Fetish, this man saved you money because otherwise the wife would have gone borrowed and you would have to pay back. So there he saved you money, yo. So Chanan hold, Mavriach Chari, I don't benefit you directly, and Bono Shokain Daim, you did.
His obligation to feed his wife.
Yeah. We're finished now with food. So I asked Hanno. Said Imam Rabbi Abayshi, Zu Dibrei Chanan. You have more money now in your pocket. So it's even more indirect. It's even more indirect. So if you hold Mamash, I take away, I paid you off. Chanan says, you potter, surely in the case of asking food. Here you ask it any Hanno. And yes, as Rabbi Yishe says, Divrei Chanani. This Mishnah follows the opinion of Chanan. Rovam says, no. In this case, I feel Tema Divrei Hakol. This can even follow the opinion of Bono Shekoyin Gdolim. Gabe Moidir Hano. You know what the Mishnah is talking about? A case? The Yoiv Amenash Lo for an interesting loan. This Reuven, who borrowed money from whoever the lender is, made up with the lender, you'll never ask me for the money. It's one of these loans that could turn into tzedakah. If I have money, I'll pay you. If I don't, leave me alone. And the lender was more than happy. So when this guy came and paid, didn't do anything. Because even if he wouldn't, you didn't save me, Reuven says, but how did you save me? If he wouldn't have paid, if I have the money, I'll pay him. If I don't have the money, I don't have to pay him. There's no pressure, nothing else. He didn't save me. In the Gemara Ksuvos, we said in a way he did because he was embarrassed, even though he technically didn't have to pay. But every time he walked in the street or he saw Meshul or a Simcha, he would go to the other end because he was embarrassed. So he did save me something. But our Gemara here doesn't follow that path. The Gemara is talking about a case where Moedah no, the Yov Amenash Lo Praya, he gave the money, I don't have to pay, so therefore it goes with everybody. Says Gemara, what's his Chanan, what's his Bonav Shekoin Gdolim? My Chanan, now we're looking at the Mishnah in the Ksuv is, Misha Halach Lemdin Zayam, a man went overseas, Va'amad Achad, and he left his wife behind, he didn't give her any money, another person stepped in, intervened, Lupinis, his Ishtai, and he provided for the woman. Chanan Amad, Ibid is Ma'isav, he has no claim to go back to the original husband and say, pay me back, reimburse me. Nechluku Allah, because I didn't give you anything directly. I was only Mavriach Ari, I chased away the lines. Nechluku Allah b'nei koinim gdolim. The children came to them argued. One they said, Yishava kamahoitzi v'yitbo, or Yishba kamahoitzi v'yitbo. No, Mefedish has a right to go to the husband and collect, because you benefit directly. Say machlek is here. Omar, and the Mishnah continues, Omar Abdoisa ben Hurkinez kidivrehem. I like the words of the children of the koinim gdolim. And Omar Rabbi Yechim Azak, I know, Yofa Omar Chanan is right, because he niach ma'oisav al-keren atzvi. This person who gave the money to the wife without getting permission from a bezin or whatever it is as if he put the money on the horn of a deer that flies away quickly, he'll never see it again. I understand why Rava doesn't learn like Rav Hoshia. Rav would rather learn that our Mishnah follows everybody. Therefore, he changes the case around. It's an extraordinary case where I borrowed the money, but I didn't have to pay back. So therefore, when you paid off, you didn't do me any favors. The Kamoikin Lala Masnis, and how does he interpret the Mishnah? He can give it hakat to everybody. However, Rav Hoshia loy amar Rav, why doesn't Rav Hoshia look like Rav? What do you call it? Why don't we like Rav, which is in a better, you want to learn Mishnah, go to Chanan, Rav Hoshia, learn Mishnah, go to everybody. So you know why? Because I hold that the Rabbanim would hold, even in a case where you didn't really benefit me because it's a loan that I never have to pay back, the Rabbanim still would have said that you're not allowed to pay it off, because people don't understand the difference between one kind of loan and another kind of loan. And they see that I said you shouldn't have any pleasure for me, and yet I went ahead and paid off your loans. People don't understand the intricacies that this is a special kind of a loan because you didn't really have to pay it. They'll think that you're allowed to pay off loans because I'm not giving it to you directly. And according to Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to do that. So therefore they hold it's always aser. Gzeide shalai lipara mishim lipara lipara. We're scared that you don't pay because maybe next time he'll pay. Says the Gemara Vayta, mach zeloi avodosai. He's allowed to return the object. Pligi bar Rabbi Amir Abasi. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Amir and Abasi. Now what's going on here? That if I'm giving you back the object, but if there's any money involved, the money has to go to tzedakah. Why should the money go to tzedakah? There's two possibilities. If the Mishnah continues on the same course we learned till now, as I said, that you should not have any benefit from me. Reuven shouldn't have any benefit from Shimon. So if I, Shimon, return the lost object to Reuven because the mitzvah and it's your object, what's wrong with Reuven paying me? The other way of learning the Pshat Mishnah is the Mishnah talking about both ways. That I said you shouldn't have any benefit from me, but neither should I have any benefit from you. And therefore, you're not allowed to pay me because I'm benefiting from you. So, that is the question. The question is that what the Mishnah is talking about? Marze pligi, but there's an argument between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. Chadama, one says, lo yishonu, when is our Mishnah saying, ela, b'shenichse marzir asurin abala veda, that the nechosim of the marzir are forbidden on the owner of the veda, that I said to you, that you shouldn't have any benefit from me. Reuven shouldn't have any benefit from Shimon. And then Shimon found Reuven's object, and he returns it. Is mehedelei, so therefore Shimon is allowed to return it to Reuven. Why? Because made them the nafshi, come mehedelei. Because what am I returning? Your object. You're not having, you, Reuven, I'm not having benefit from Shimon. What am I doing? I'm returning you object. I am doing a mitzvah, mitzvah is lavalhan zinu. Avol nichse balaveide asurin amachzin. But if, what would be the din if it would be the other way around? What would be if the Mishnah would have been talking about a case if I said, Reuven, I don't want, I have any pleasure from you. Yeah? Can Shimon found Reuven's object. Can Shimon return it to Reuven? Pasha, you would say, why not? Who's benefiting from who in this case? L'chayda, Reuven is benefiting from Shimon because I found your object. Shimon found Reuven's object, returning it. So he says, no. Fascinating word. You know why? Shimon benefits from Reuven by giving back the object. What does he benefit? There's a din that oisig b'mitzvah potter v'na mitzvah. If you're busy doing a mitzvah, you're potter from doing a mitzvah. If I'm busy returning a lost object and an or a man comes to me and asks for tzedakah, I don't have to give him because I'm busy doing the mitzvah of Hashavah Zaveda. I just made some money off you. So I just benefited from you. So therefore, it's called Prutah Rav Yosef, and therefore he says that if I said that you, Reuven, should not have any benefit from you, I cannot return to your lost objects. The Kamahanile Prutah Rav Yosef, I'm benefiting the Prutah of Rav Yosef. However, the other one says no. That even in the case where I said that I don't want to have any pleasure, Shimon said I don't want to have pleasure from Reuven, Shimon is allowed to return Reuven the object. You know why? So the big machlek is all the Rishayin learn pshat over here is it's not common because it's a taste user that I from here that oisig and mitzvah potter and mitzvah doesn't mean if I'm wearing a talus cotton I'm potter from all the mitzvahs the whole day. It means if I'm oisig, I'm busy right now. For example, if I have an aveda, I'm walking with it back to your house, or I'm busy cleaning it out because you have to clean out an aveda once every few. We'll learn the laws, certain things you have to take care of. So if I'm b'shas meis, I'm doing it, I'm potter. And leishchiach, the punkt, a poor man should come to you during those 5 minutes that you're busy shaking out the linen. What's the chance of that happening? So it's not really I'm having pleasure from you, that's why I can return it. That's how all the Rishonim learn. And that's how they bring a ra'i, that eisik mitzvah doesn't mean while I'm doing a mitzvah, it means while I'm preoccupied and totally absorbed in mitzvah. Rashi, which is a benegation, is an unbelievable b'shat here. It's a chassidus b'shat, you have to learn inside. Prutah Rav Yosef, the last two lines of Rashi. Rashi, the last two lines on the left-hand side of the page. The last two lines, lo shchiach. This is Rashi Nazar Ben Yeshim. He said, no lo shchiach means totally different than all the Rishonim. The lo shchiach kai gavna. It is not common in such a case, the lehevi shavik, that anyone is going to use this mitzvah and walk away from the poor man, v'lo yoy prutel anye b'shvil oisa mitzvah. It's impossible that a yid is going to find an excuse not to give tzedakah. Even though the din says oh, you mitzvah potter and mitzvah, you talk about a tzedakah, which eid is going to use that halacha to not get tzedakah? True, but this is a chassidus of pshat. Unbelievable. Which eid is going to v'loy mishani minei kal? I have no benefit from you. What's the benefit that I don't have to give tzedakah? Which eid will take advantage of that benefit? Okay, that's true. L'ficha mach Rabbi Dosish. Remember, anyone's Dukish, remember this Rashi. Rabbeinu Geshe couldn't imagine there'll be a Jew out there who'll use any pretext not to give Zucker. Even though, hape halacha, you don't have to. Who's going to use that halacha? Pretty amazing word. Amazing Rabbeinu Geshe. Okay, we'll stop here.